BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A Democratic Party congressman has urged President Biden to make way for another candidate in November's presidential election. Lloyd Doggett is the first to call publicly for Mr. Biden to withdraw because of his poor performance in a televised debate with Donald Trump last week. A Democratic Party congressional candidate in Colorado, Adam Frisch, has also called for Mr. Biden to step aside.
It has been apparent to me for some time, and the debates only reinforced it. Neither candidate is fit for president. We need a president that can unite America to realize our nation's unlimited potential. We deserve better. President Biden should withdraw from this race.
Mr. Biden has told a fundraising meeting that he was exhausted during the debate because of recent international travel. The sentencing of Donald Trump for covering up hush money payments to a porn star has been postponed until September in response to the US Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Mr. Trump's lawyers argued that his conviction should now be set aside. Prosecutors in New York say the appeal is without merit. From Washington, here's Helena Humphrey.
Well, the sentencing was meant to be on the 11th of July. It won't take place now until the 18th of September. Now, this is all in relation to the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. So lawyers for the former president asked to have the chance to argue that he shouldn't have been prosecuted, given that some of the evidence they say is from his time in office. So instead, it will be delayed. Politically, this could be a boost for him at a time when President Biden is having a harder time in the presidential campaign.
Google has revealed that its greenhouse gas emissions have soared in the last 5 years because of the electricity needed to power data centres developing artificial intelligence. Andrew Ocheng reports.
The amount of carbon dioxide Google released into the atmosphere was 13% in 2023 compared with the year before. This was despite a pledge by the tech giant to become carbon neutral by the end of the decade. Google's carbon emissions have surged even though it's using more solar and wind energy. Its rival, Microsoft, which has a big stake in OpenAI's ChatGPT, saw its emissions rise by 30% last year. Regulators fear that with the boom in the AI industry, data centers will continue to use more electricity and could keep polluting coal and gas plants around for longer.
Police in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh are investigating the cause of a crush that killed more than 100 women and children at a religious gathering. Witnesses said the accident happened as thousands were trying to leave a Hindu prayer meeting in the northern district of Hathras. World News from the BBC. The Prime Minister of Haiti has said that a second contingent of police officers is due to arrive in the coming weeks to help restore order and defeat criminal gangs. Gary Conille was speaking after a meeting in Washington with the US Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. A first group of police officers, all from Kenya, landed in Port-au-Prince last month. Three people have died in Mauritania during unrest in the wake of the re-election of the president. There have been protests across the country against the official victory of Mohamed Ould Ghazouani in Saturday's presidential vote. Police in the southern town of Kayede said two of those who died were in detention. The third succumbed to his injuries in hospital. Scientists have discovered that ants sometimes bite off each other's limbs in order to save them from fatal infections. The process has a high survival rate and makes ants the only creatures who volunteer for amputation apart from humans. Here's Paul Moss.
The sight came as quite a shock to the German researchers who first observed it. Ants offering up their injured limb to another ant who proceeded to bite it off. The insect surgeon then passed their patient on to a third ant who treated the wound with a fluid which seems to have some kind of anti-infection effect. These leg biters were selective. If the injury was low on the ant's leg, they would just treat the wound with the fluid. One scientist described this as the most efficient medical system in the entire animal kingdom.
An official date has been set in Brazil to honour the country's greatest football player, Pelé, who died in 2022. King Pelé Day, as it's been called, will be celebrated annually on the 19th of November. On that day in 1969, he scored the 1,000th goal of his career. BBC News.